what's going on, guys?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Al, and we are at the end of the month, January 2015. It's been a great month compared to January 2014 for me. I don't know about you guys, but, you know. And, yeah, so this call here is just wrapping up everything. You know, you know, we've been doing the book club all this month, and we've been talking about the subconscious mind, you know, all this month as well. And I appreciate you guys getting on the calls. I appreciate people calling me personally, you know, asking questions and stuff like that. my intention for the call is to basically just review everything we've been talked about this month for the subconscious mind, you know. So, let's go ahead and review it. Right now, we have 17 people on Facebook. On Twitter, we have 20 people. It's a lot of people getting on. Instagram, we only have 8. And on my email list, I have 16. So the numbers are getting up a little bit. So my intention, like I said, is for just to recap everything we've been talking about. So basically, you know, the subconscious mind, just to recap, you know, we didn't do 3 other calls about it, but basically we all have this power within us, you know, our subconscious minds, and it can be controlled, you know. Like I said, the subconscious, your subconscious mind is the part of you that controls, you know, all your vital systems. You know, when you go to sleep, you know, your blood is still pumping, you're still digesting food, you know. It's just that part of you that's connected to, you know, this world and the spiritual world. That's the best way to put it, I think. One of the best, good ways to put it. And the ways that it could be programmed is, you know, the last 15 minutes of your night in the first 15 minutes of your day, because that's when you're in that, you know, beta state, when you're in that sleepy, drowsy state. You know, that's when we should be, you know, that's when we should be thinking about, you know, visualizing our intention or our outcome and really feeling the feelings of that, you know. And also, through study and some things I've been looking at, also the subconscious mind can be programmed before and after meditation, you know, because some people meditate. You know, I've been meditating for some years now. I'm actually going to start doing it, especially with next month, because we're doing meditation for the whole month of February, meditation. So we're going to be doing a 4-part series on that, which I'm excited about. But, you know, you can program it too before and after meditation, because, you know, or really probably after meditation or maybe before it, but because, you know, you wind your mind down and you get into that sleepy, drowsy state. Also, you can program your subconscious mind to give you answers, you know, to dreading questions that you have. You know, you can program it at night, or not really program it, but you can request. You can say, like, hey, you know, I don't know where my watch is that my mother just bought me for my birthday. Sure, you know where it's at. It's like you kind of talking to God in a way. You know, I guess it is, you know, it is a form of God. It's connected to God. But it's basically just making a request, like, hey, show me where my watch is. You know where it's at. You know, whether it's in somebody's pocket or whether it's still in the grass, just show it to me. You know, and then go to sleep in the state of feeling like you already have whatever it is you're requesting about and just being relaxed, you know. And if you don't have any requests, well, the whole point of that is if you keep doing that, you'll figure out what a watch is, whether somebody else has it or, you know, it'll show you where it's at is the whole point, you know. And not even requesting answers to things, you know, the places that we want to be in life, you know, we can go to sleep in that state, you know, of being where we want to be. Like me personally, I always go to sleep in my ideal bedroom. I see my family with me. I see kids, you know, the kids with me. And that's what I do. I imagine a room, like, it's really clear because I've been doing it for a little while. And I imagine the lights being off, you know, and just the moonlight coming into the room. And I go to sleep when I remember to do it, because I don't do it every night, but I'll do better for February. You guys do it too. But it's just a good feeling just going to sleep in that feeling like all your outcomes is here, you know. So we going from when is it coming, when is it coming. That's the wrong way to do it. We need to say it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. You know, so, you know, going to sleep in that state. Because remember, when you go to sleep, you know, your brain, I mean, when we go to sleep, our brain can only function on what? The last thought. That it can only function on the last thought that we had, you know, while we were going to sleep. So a lot of people go to sleep with the last thought being, I'm so mad at my wife, or I'm so mad at my husband, you know, or the last thought being some bull, like my car broke down today, man, my cousin just got a new car, I'm better than them, life sucks. Ugh, let me just go to sleep, forget about everything. Well, it may seem positive, but it's very negative, because the last thought on your mind is what? The last thought that was on your mind is the same thought that's going to be in your brain and that's connected to your subconscious mind for what? The next 8 hours while you're sleeping. So why not have the last thought be something joyous? Why not have the last thought be the ideal person that you really want to be and feeling the feelings of you being that person right now when you go to sleep? So we actually could turn going to sleep to aid us in reaching our dreams and our goals. We can use, once you really get it, you'll start looking at sleep as a very important date with some woman or some man, or a sleep like a very important meeting every single night, because now we got an opportunity to in our subconscious minds. Because if it's clear in your subconscious mind, it'll start raining down ideas and thoughts that if you take them, it's going to lead you on the journey to getting what you want. Okay, that's the whole point. That's the punchline. You know, if we have fear programmed in our subconscious minds by going to sleep in fear, waking up in fear, you know, it's even when you wake up in the morning, you know, we should be waking up to an intention. You know, we should be waking up to peace and calm through meditation or something. We shouldn't be waking up, jumping out the bed, hitting our email. You know, I remember I used to do that all the time when I had that business, you know, just every morning, just email, waking up in fear, like, oh, my God, did these products ship? Did these products sell, you know? So that's all, you know, that's the whole point. If we can get our subconscious mind to accept something, then it's done. Like, because the way you're living right now, the person that's listening, you, the way you're living right now is because of the picture that you see of yourself in your mind and that your subconscious mind has accepted. That's the exact way that you're living right now. So it may be good, but if it's bad, then we can alter that picture. We can change that picture through creative manipulation, you know, positive manipulation, to make our subconscious minds believe whatever we want. And one of the ways to do that, just recapping of these last 4 weeks, you know, it's through auto-suggestion. You know, it's what Napoleon Hill called auto-suggestion through Think and Grow Rich books, the Think and Grow Rich book. What auto-suggestion is when you write down on a card, you know, what it is that you want, and you repeat it throughout the day. So, you know, it may be something like, I don't know. Actually, I'm looking for my outcome card, but I know it by heart now. So I'll just tell you guys one of mine. Like, for instance, this is one of my declarations, you know, because as I can repeat this and repeat it and repeat it, the statement I'm going to say, you know, the subconscious mind will pick it up, and then it'll move people, circumstances, and events in your life and in my life to make whatever it is that we've been declaring to happen. Like, for instance, one of my declarations is, I'm so happy and grateful now that the entire universe is conspiring to do me good and make me happy all the days of my life. See what I'm saying? So, you know, I repeat that and repeat it in the morning, repeat it while I'm jogging, while I'm in the gym, because it just doesn't happen, as you guys, you know, we're just recapping, it just doesn't happen on the first try. You know, we have to continue to speak these things every single day. Now, it can't be a chore. You know, it can't be like, oh, I got to speak these things. It should be natural. You know, like when I'm feeling down or if some BS is in my life and I'm like, you know what? No. You know, I don't care what's in front of me. I'm focusing on my outcomes. I don't give a dang what's going on. That's where I'm at right now. I don't know where you guys are at, where you just listening to the call, but the where I'm at and where we all should be, it don't matter what's going on in our lives right now, even if it's some real temporary BS, we need to take our thoughts off of that and put our thoughts on our intentions, on our outcomes. You need to have that gold card with you at all times, because that's your force. That's your shield. That's your shield. I know what I'm talking about, because today I went through some crap. You know, my mind was focused on some absolute BS. But guess what? I had my gold card in my pocket. I pulled it out, and I started speaking things into existence. That was my shield. And my mind instantly went from BS that was going on to life, to things that, speaking things, you know, into existence, you know, feeling like I already have them right now. And I felt so good, and I'm so glad that I had that card with me, because, you know, I'm still speaking certain things, and I'm glad I had the card right there, you know, to show me what's to come or what I accept that's already here. So, you know, that's how we program the subconscious mind, is through auto-suggestion, is through speaking these things over and over and over again, you know, especially at night before you go to sleep and the first thing you do when you wake up. You know, I was on a call that I got invited to, Saturday? I think it was on Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday night. You know, somebody saw my blog talk, you know, they saw my show and they invited me on one of their podcasts, which was really nice. And I remember being on Joey's, his name was Joey, I remember being on Joey's podcast, and he was talking about, you know, one of the things that I've learned from using my own subconscious mind and just, you know, studying the topic and writing about it. I said, man, you know, the best thing we can do is to be clear. You know, I said, that's the best thing we can do is to be clear, because that's another way we program the subconscious mind as well, is through clarity. I'm talking about to the ridiculous. You know, I was telling Joey on the call, I was saying that, you know, our outcomes and our intentions is literally like heat-seeking missiles. You know, it's literally like heat-seeking missile. So if you guys know about a heat-seeking missile, you know, when it shoots out, it goes to the target. And the target is a lot of times it's a plane or something like that, because a lot of people dogfight, you know, in the sky during war times. And it follows that target, what, until it hits it, because it has a heat-seeking mechanism that follows the plane until it hits it. So I was telling him that, you know, it's really important for us to be clear and to be taking action every single day on what we, you know, what we accept that we already have, you know. And I was telling him that as long as people are clear, wherever you are right now, that's where you're supposed to be. You know, I was telling him, like, if you're clear about what you want and you've been taking actions on it and you really feel like you already have it, then wherever you are right now, you know, in any circumstance, any people in your life, any events, that's where you're supposed to be, because that's part of the process, being on that journey at that place in time until you reach manifestation. You know, and so I was talking about that on his podcast, and you know, so I was just talking about the power of clarity, you know, and definitely taking action, because, you know, our actions are powerful thoughts, because I can say I want something all day long, you know, and commit it to memory. Yeah, I'll remember it. You know, I can feel like I have something. You know, that's cool. You know, I will see opportunities to show up in my life, you know, the subconscious mind to be raining things down into the conscious mind that I'm aware of, to take action on. But hell, if you don't take any action, if I don't take any action, then it's not going to happen. You know, we just going to keep seeing these opportunities that we have the subconscious mind programmed for. It's going to keep coming into our life clearly, but if you won't take action, then it's not going to happen. You know, but that's another power of the subconscious mind. It's certain things, this is really powerful. It's a lot of stuff. It's like right now, it's certain things that you don't want to do right now. Like you think about it, you say, well, I want to, you know, have some more money, but I know I need to start a business to do it, but shit, you know, I don't want to do all that. I want to be out here selling to people and, you know, going to conferences and all that. I'm just going to stay at my job making $80,000 or $100,000. I know I can make $500,000 or $1 million doing this business, clearly, but that's going to be too much work. The power of this stuff is if you program yourself to say something like, I'm so happy and grateful now that I earn $500,000 a year selling these widgets, you know, which helps the world, you know, or helps lawyers, you know, save money every year, you know, defending clients or whatever your product is, then the funny thing about it is as you continue to speak that and get and program your subconscious mind to believe that, the funny thing is all that, you know, oh, it's probably going to be hard to start a business, oh, it's probably going to be hard to, you know, do this or that. The funny thing is you'll actually start to think differently. You'll actually start to think like, for some reason I think I want to take action on the next step in this business. For some strange reason, like a month ago, I thought it was scary to do this. I thought it was uncomfortable. Now I'm getting the feeling like it's easy to take the next step. Ah, where did that come from? That came from you programming yourself, believing in the process, continue to speak things every morning and night, taking actions on them, and now all of a sudden you have the next step that seems so difficult, now it seems so natural to take. You see, that's the power of this. Like, right now, it's just certain things you just don't want to do out of laziness or, you know, out of fear, but if you actually continue to speak and feel like you have something, then in a short period of time, you know, less than 30 days or so, or right at around 30 days, then you'll start to feel unctions. You know, you'll start to have hunches to take action. And then the action, it won't be hard to take the action. It'll be natural. You'll be like, wow, a month or two ago, taking this action would have seemed difficult. But all of a sudden now, it just seems so natural, and it actually seemed fun or exciting. That's the power of this. Like, you actually, you know, like, I'm not going to say fooling yourself, but you're actually convincing yourself that what you want is possible, you know. And so, yeah, you know, that's the powerful thing about the subconscious mind. And, you know, and we all have control of it. Like, every time I read about it, it's just, I don't know about you guys, but every time I read about stuff like that, it's like, wow, you know, because we, you know, we have the power. Like, every time I read about stuff, I just get so excited because I'm like, I have the power over this. Like, I have the power to create whatever I want. You want to know why? Because tonight is coming upon me, you know, or the day is upon me whenever I'm, you know, reading things. And I'm like, I have the power to go write down what I want, and I have the power to create things in my life to help me feel like I already have it through vision boards. You know, we talked about that in one of the calls, you know, to create a vision board. All you do is just go to Walmart, or if you want to do it for free, just get you a box. You know, ask them for a cardboard box if you don't want to pay for one, or just pay for a cardboard box and just cut out pictures that you, of things that you accept that you already have. I don't really like saying the word want, but, you know, that you accept that you already have. A little twist, huh? And you put those things on a vision board. And if you want to take it a step deeper, you probably want to take those images that you put on a vision board and actually cut out pictures of your face and put it on the faces of the people on the vision board, so it'll seem even more real. And, you know, that's another way we can program it. You know, our minds, is subconscious mind, to look at these pictures, because our minds think in pictures. You know, we think in pictures. So, you know, that's just another tactic. But going back to what I was saying on, you know, taking action, we have to make sure that we're taking actions on, you know, the things that we accept that we already have, because taking action, you know, proves a lot to yourself. Because if you're saying you want something and you don't take any action, then what is that saying? You know, the action is the bridge between the spiritual world and physical world. So if we're not taking action, you know, inspired action, not really action, but inspired action, because action is, oh, you know, I want to herp and make $200,000 this year. Let me just do something, you know. But inspired action is feeling like you already have that 200. You know, looking at your vision board, looking for opportunities, and then naturally you get an idea like, I probably should go down to Kyle World Banker and see how to be a real estate agent. I don't know. You know, whatever thought that comes in, it'll be inspired action, you know, like a hunch, versus I got to hurry up and do something. You know, that's like controlled or forced action, which yields unprofitable results. So also at the end of the call, I'll be giving you guys some recommended books on further study about the subconscious mind. And, you know, which is, oh, we're coming up on time. So I'll go ahead and give you guys some recommended books. All right. So, all right, let me pull them up. All righty, where is my link? Okay, oh, here we are. All right, so the first book is Self-Empowerment and Your Subconscious Mind by Carl Lee-Wee-Lean West Huskell. Wow, I don't, he must be, it's Carl West Chuckle or something. I mean, Self-Empowerment and Your Subconscious Mind, just Google that. All right, the next one is, actually we have this one right here. Uh-oh. This one is Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind, another word for subconscious is unconscious, but How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior, which is absolutely true. They say the subconscious mind is like the dog that wags the tail, or the tail that wags the dog, yeah. You know how, like, dogs would be running around and they just happy-go-lucky, don't even know their tail move, you know. So it's kind of like that. So another book is Incognito, The Secret Lives of the Brain book. Another book is Sight Unseen, The Exploration of Conscious and Unconscious Vision. Another one is The Power of Your, this is a real powerful book here, I got this one. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Wow. Now that's I like it on audiobook because, you know. So that's another one. Let me give you guys another one. This is just for further study. This is week four. Let's see. Maximizing Your Potential Through the Power of Your Subconscious Mind. That's another one. Feel Good Hand, what's that? Own Your Game. I like this one. Own Your Game, How to Use Your Mind to Play the Winning Mind. Okay, and then the last one is The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Schwinn. I like that book. I got that one too. So, you know, this whole call was just kind of recapping the subconscious mind, you know, just talking about some things that we've been discussing all this month. Man, it's been an exciting month, man. When I do these calls, I come to life. I'm not even going to lie. I come to life, man. I really appreciate, you know, the small group of people that we do have listening. I know I didn't take some calls this month, you know, but I will take them for the month of February. I wanted to do a short session on Q&A, but, you know, I'll do better for the month of February. But, you know, I really do come to life on these calls. I appreciate people listening. You know, I actually have to do, you know, I have to do it. Not like it's a chore, because I love, you know, doing this and writing the book and you know, updating my blog site and stuff like that. But, you know, I just come to life every time I do these calls and give back and share stuff, you know, with people. And it helps me in my own, you know, my personal life as well. So I appreciate you guys for the demand. But yeah, so, you know, we're just recapping, and I think it gave you guys some real good insights, you know. But yeah, you know, we should be rewriting. It's another idea you guys may want to think about that works. You know, whatever your intentions is, remember, we got to write them down in the present. So it got to be positive, personal, and present. So, you know, if you want a BMW, you know, M3 or something, like I used to have, you know, you would write it down in the present tense, like, I am so happy and grateful now that I'm driving my dream car, a 2015 cherry red BMW M3. I feel so wonderful that this is my reality, and I could smell the red leather seats as the radio blasts really loud in my ears as I listen to Jay-Z or Taylor Swift or whatever, you know, your favorite song. Like, when you do it like that, it fuels energy to your body when you say it. So we just need to, you know, we need to not only write down our outcomes, but we need to write it in such a way where it thrills us. Because it's really the feeling. Because we communicate to the universe through feeling, through our feelings. You know, it will always be like that. Now, like I said, I am a Christian. You know, some people may listen to this and be like, man, you know, I'm kind of going off in the deep end. Not really that. It's just different nationalities listen to me, number one. Number two, different religions listen to me. So I just kind of got my own take on, you know, religion as a whole. But I am a Christian, and, you know, I know other people listen to this in different religions, and that's fine. But we communicate to the universe through our feelings. You know, we live in a feeling universe. So if you just intellectually believe something, then you don't have, then you really don't have that much power to create what you want. You got to feel it. You know, as Michael said, Michael Bernard Beckwith put it. You know, so we live in a feeling universe. So we need to write our intentions or our outcomes out in a way that thrills us. You know, just saying, I drive a cherry red BMW 2015 M3. That really doesn't do any, you know, you got to put some energy behind that. You know, I'm so happy and grateful now that I drive a 2015 cherry red BMW M3 with the red leather seats. I can smell the red leather. I hear Jay-Z, my 99 Problems song, bumping in the car as I leave the lot. You know, I feel so great. You know, you got to put the sensory vibes in there. What do you see? You know, I see the top down. What do you smell? I smell the new leather seats. As I love that BMW leather smell, but the new, you know, those new leather seats. What do you taste? Man, I taste my fresh Trident gum. What do you touch? I touch the double wrapped leather steering wheel. What do you hear? I hear that 99 Problems bumping in these new speakers. You know, how do you feel? Oh, I feel incredible. I feel like a king. I feel like I can create magic. I feel like I'm blessed. I feel grateful. I feel big. You know, you got to capture those feelings. And so when we write down our intentions, because remember, that's how we program our own subconscious mind. It's literally like a computer. That's why I put Subconscious Mind Computer Series. You know, and you know, you need to create some kind of feeling with these, with your outcomes. So, and the whole point of saying all that was that, you know, you may want to act on the idea of actually rewriting your outcomes every single day. You know, because as you rewrite them, because I've been doing it all this month of January for the first time in my life, really, consistently, you know, as you rewrite them, like, you just get clearer and clearer and clearer for some reason. It's like you just, you get clearer and clearer as you rewrite it, you know, because you may write down on paper, you know, your intention. You got to make sure it's in the present, you know, like I am, I have, I do, I earn, you know, and make sure it's positive and present. So don't, if you want a fulfilling relationship, don't write down, I don't want somebody who cheats on me. You know, I just want somebody who loves me and loves my kids. That's still negative because you actually got a negative in there. You know, when we're writing down our outcomes, we don't want any friction whatsoever. You know, even if you're in a situation where, you know, you recently got divorced or something and you got kids in the mix, even when we're visualizing, you know, there's no friction whatsoever. Just picture you, your kids being happy. Don't picture, you know, you getting your kids and, you know, smirking at the other person or them smirking at you or nothing like that. No friction. If you're leaving your job and you want to imagine that and you want to, you know, throw your boss the bird, don't even imagine none of that. Just, that's friction. You know, I know you feel good, but just imagine, you know, handing in your papers, being respectful and just walking off. You know, and so, you know, it's just a combination of these things. You know, all these things are tools. You know, the to program our subconscious mind, visualization, you know, being clear, having a vision board. Another thing that we talked about in one of those weeks about the subconscious mind is that we need to have a recording of ourselves listening to ourselves, telling us that we're great, you know, telling us all our outcomes, you know. Press record, download the app on your phone, you know, and listen to yourself, record yourself telling yourself that, you know, you are whatever you accept that you already are. You know, everything that's on those goal cards or those outcome cards, read them off to yourself. You know, read them off like it's happening right now, because it's something powerful and psychological when you hear yourself telling yourself that you drive a cherry red BMW M3 and now you're on, and you actually may be listening to me on the freaking bus stop right now, or about to get put out, or listening to yourself saying, you know, I am a millionaire, you know, and you may not have two pennies to rub together, but it, when you hear yourself tell yourself that with conviction and power, and you yelling it like in an authoritative way, that's another way you program your subconscious mind, because you're constantly hearing these things over and over and over and over and over again. We need every tool we can get, y'all, because you not only got yourself doubting yourself sometimes. If you tell people your dreams, you got them doubting you. You know, and then you see the news, you turn on the news, they showing people losing every day. You know, and then you start to see certain things and you may start to doubt. So we need to use every tool we got to help ourselves believe that, you know, we are who we declare that we are. You know, recognize your own God power. We came from God. You know, so God is inside of us. You know, God is inside of you. You know, that don't mean that you can create thunderstorms and, you know, earthquakes and all that, but you're a little G God. Even say that in the Bible, you know. So, you know, we are God, you know, but not, you know, big G gods, but we the God of our own life. You know, we co-creators is a better way to put it. You know, we co-creators, and I really read about stuff like that. I try to read and really understand my own God powerness, you know, that's inside of me and that's inside of you as well. I mean, you're a winner. You know, I'm a winner. We all winners on this earth if you really think about it, because you know, as far as sperm and everything, you know, you beat a billion to get here. If any of those sperm would have made it here, you know, and you didn't make it to that egg, you never would have existed, you know. So we all miracles, you know, and we all got a purpose. And our purpose is to be happy and to be free and to add value to this earth, you know, while we're here. You know, it ain't to struggle and be miserable, and, you know, it's all about the way we're thinking about these things. You know, we need to change our thinking, and we can change our thinking through our subconscious mind. So this is Al. You know, I appreciate you guys listening in. Like I said, for the month of February, we're going to do a meditation. I'm actually going to learn a lot on that one because I know about meditation, but I probably could do some more studying, so we both going to be learning something a lot for next month. So I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al signing out. The website, www.howtochangemylife.org. Big things happening. You know, you guys can call in 225-255-0832. I appreciate you guys. This is Al signing out. You guys have a good night. Love y'all.